This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. This podcast is brought to you by Joy sponsor Pam Ann.
Hello, Melbourne. It's Pam Ann here. I'm so excited. I'm going to be touching down at the Comedy Theatre in August. See you soon. I love you, Melbourne. Mwah.
Set to land in Melbourne this August for two hilarious shows, Friday, August 24 and Saturday, August 25. Get your tickets now at ticketmaster.com.au.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
This Saturday, March 31st, is International Transgender Day of Visibility, celebrating transgender people and raising awareness of discrimination faced by transgender people worldwide. In the lead up to Transgender Day of Visibility on Saturday, some trans people have gotten together with their friends to paint trans flags in spaces around Melbourne. I spoke to Tom, one of the organisers who'll be painting the flags, about why this kind of visibility was so important.
So the idea came about when all of the rainbow flags were going up for the Yes campaign, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool if there were trans flags going up around town as well?
Tom enlisted David Lee Pereira, who painted Yes murals around Melbourne in the lead up to the postal vote, to find spaces and create this trans visibility.
David was really, really helpful because I didn't really know where this was going. I've never really followed through on an idea before. But David was, yeah, really keen to help and really had a lot of good contacts and resources to help bring this project together.
The transgender flag consists of five horizontal stripes, two light blue, two pink, and one white in the centre. The blue being the traditional colour for baby boys, the pink for baby girls, and the stripe in the middle for those who are intersex, transitioning, or consider themselves having a neutral or undefined gender. The pattern is such, blue, pink, white, pink, blue, that no matter which way you fly it, it's always correct, signifying trans people finding the correctness in their lives.
For trans people, that kind of visibility can have a bit of solidarity, and for non-trans people, I think that it's creating awareness or creating conversations that are happening.
While the Yes murals signified equality for all, the rainbow isn't necessarily something that marginalised people in our communities necessarily associate with the same equality.
So I think that the rainbow flag doesn't necessarily include everyone, or not everyone within the LGBTIQ community identifies with that flag, particularly trans people and maybe bi people or Indigenous people and people of colour, because these are all people that still experience a lot of discrimination within the gay and lesbian communities.
Tom hopes that painting these flags on walls around Melbourne will create visibility and conversations on all sides, no matter how you identify.
I hope that they'll see it and they will maybe think about trans visibility and hopefully try and learn more about trans people or what it means to be trans today. I guess what I was hoping that would make people think of is that the marriage campaign, although one of probably the biggest things to happen legally and socially in the gay rights movement in our lifetime, was not the end goal, and that there's still so much fighting to be done for marginalised people within the queer community.
Visibility makes all the difference, and it's something that not everyone has.
I think visibility is important because we still have a lot of fighting to do, and we need people to work with us in order for us to feel safe at school and at work, and to have people respect our genders and our names and our pronouns, and to have access to bathrooms and things like that.
Tom can't wait to start painting, and for what it will mean for so many, seeing a trans flag painted on a wall, especially those in our trans or gender diverse communities.
I think it will be really fun to feel like you've been a part of something, or a part of putting something up on a wall. Just as a reminder that, you know, someone's out there, someone was thinking of you. Like, even if I was to walk past and see a trans flag painted on the wall, that would make, you know, that'd make me feel good. Like, yeah, someone was out there, someone painted this, someone was thinking about trans people.
The flags will be painted in George Street, North Fitzroy, Argyle Street in Fitzroy, and Ackland Street in St Kilda. They started painting on Thursday and will be up for Trans Day of Visibility on the 31st of March.
I think that another really important part of trans visibility is helping trans people to come out because when I was younger, I'd never heard of trans people. I'd never met a trans person. I didn't have the language to express how I was feeling as a trans person. And so I think that it's great, even within my lifetime, how much more visibility there is and how that's helping people to come out as trans and to connect with other trans people.
While that piece went to air, we received a notification from the guys painting the transgender flag on the wall, and there is a new location where it will be met. It's at Webb and Smith Street in Fitzroy. That's Webb and Smith Street in Fitzroy. That's Tom speaking about transgender flags which are being painted around Melbourne in the lead up to Transgender Day of Visibility on Saturday, March 31st.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.